Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, as you well know, we were in Jenison, Michigan yesterday, and we're broadcasting live, as a matter of fact, from Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. But we did an event out there yesterday, and it was absolutely incredible. We're going to have Pastor Mike with us, who was there yesterday, as well as Brian Clawitter, coming up at the halfway mark during the show today. And we just want to kind of go to it, tell you what took place yesterday, friends. It was the most disgraceful, shameful thing I've ever been a part of in a day in my life. I have done almost 400 high schools. I've done colleges. I don't even know how many number of colleges. Tea parties. I don't even know how many numbers of tea parties I've done, television, radio interviews, without number, weekly, friends. I have never, ever been a part of anything so shameful in all of my life. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes here. Friends, if you'd like to check out what's going on with sonsoflibertyradio.com, do check out the brand new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website, second to none. And I'm going to keep announcing that, friends, until we start getting some feedback, or more feedback, should I say, as to what your thoughts are concerning that website, because, again, it's second to none. Also interacting with that website is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're going to go there in just a minute. Now, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E. Phone lines are going to be inaccessible today, and I apologize for that, but we are broadcasting again live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We got much to talk about, pretty crazy stuff going on here in Michigan. Again, I've never seen it in all of my life. And I understand the intensity as to what's going on in this country, but I think I've seen another level of degree of how willing these people are willing to go to have it their way. And because it wasn't just the young people that we were dealing with, it was the establishment, it was the mayor, it was the prosecutor of the city, it was the police standing down when they should have done their job yesterday here in Jenison, as well as the security and the protests and the way the state-controlled media showed up. There was six outlets that were there to televise what took place. And again, friends, we're going to talk all about that in just a couple minutes here, but let's first get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, too, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are interacting daily on our website, fighting for their freedoms. And I suggest that at this point, especially after what I seen last night, I strongly suggest, regardless if you want to or not, you initiate some effort to win your freedoms, friends, because you're in trouble. If what I seen yesterday is gauging what's going on across this country, which it is not, but it is it's a taste of what's to come if we don't actually deal with the issues now. And again, I don't mean to just keep throwing salt on your tongue. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. But I am saying it's time to get in the fight, regardless if you want to or not. You have an obligation and a duty to do so now, especially with the information that's given to you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com on a daily basis. Aside of that, friends, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have brand new articles out here, friends. It's getting sick. And I told you, if the American people 6 years ago, if you stand out on this homosexual issue, you need to understand that you're dealing with lawless people. It's not going to stop there. Well, we see what they're doing with Bruce Jenner now. They're trying to bring transgender in because they want you to forget about homosexual marriage. They're attacking the family. They're daring the justice of God with the approval of the American people that sit down when they should stand up. But what we have here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is trans-abled. The next trans is here, and it's worse than you can imagine. Folks, you got to take a look at some of these pictures, because for me to try to paint a picture for you or to describe what I'm looking at right now, it's just sick. I don't know what else to say. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims brutally beat Christian pastor Siad al-Dedini. The only way to escape, said he, is this pain, is to deny the Christ, which you did not do. Again, Muslims brutally beat Christian pastor, and he said the only way to escape this pain is to deny Christ, and friends, he didn't. Aside of that, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, another article is, folks, here again, Spokane NAACP president, really black? Friends, so what? Listen, she isn't black. I'm looking at her. It looks like she's got a wig on. And as I'm looking at this wig, it looks like she's got some makeup on her face trying to make herself look black. She's a white woman. She's a spokesperson in Spokane for the NAACP. She's the president there. She's not even black. She's trying to be black. What's going on in this country, America? I mean, people, this is what happens when a nation departs wickedly from a just and a holy God. And he promised that he would turn that nation into hell. And it's exactly what we're seeing happen. And there's no excuse on the behalf of the law abiders, namely the Christians. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Pamela Geller interview, Media Wouldn't Run. The media wouldn't run, of course. They don't want you to know anything outside of their narrative. They don't want you talking. They don't want you hearing. They don't want anything to do with what's outside of the narrative that they're paid to give. But the Pamela Geller interview, Media Wouldn't Run, the interview, go ahead and check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one here for you, friends, just to show what happens when a nation becomes apathetic. Disturbingly un-American, Somalian Muslim supremacist girls, just listen to this headline. Somalian Muslim supremacist girls demand and get Sharia-compliant sports uniforms in America. Let me say that again. Disturbingly un-American. This is what's happening in America today. Somalian Muslim supremacist girls demand and get. The American people bowed. They cowtailed to this. Sharia-compliant sports uniforms. So no longer are they your uniforms. Now they're Somalian Muslim supremacist uniforms. Okay, so isn't it interesting when you see some of these foreigners come into America? They're starving, they're hungry, they're deprived, they're beaten, they're broken, they're asking for help. And then once they get back on their feet, instead of being grateful for what's been given to them by the opportunity of coming into America, then they begin to attempt to tear down the laws which are established, which makes America great. But here you have it again on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama trade will export sexual deviancy. Go ahead and check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. U.S. town fires police department. Listen to this carefully, friends. Now I understand what's going on here because I had a little taste of it yesterday in Jenison. U.S. town fires police department. Crimes drop 61%. Maybe it's a cop and a police force that didn't actually execute the laws that were in the book. Or what about this one? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Baltimore sees massive spike in violence following Freddie Gray death. And also, bureaucrats cry, just doing my job. We're going to take a quick break. Broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, we're going to be back with Pastor Mike.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Now, let me lay out the premise before I pull up Pastor Mike really quick from Jenison, Michigan. We were invited to actually come out and be a be a speaker as a guest in Jenison, Michigan last night, and we did so. And interestingly enough, along with Dave Davenmeyer and myself and Brian Clawitter and others, there was about 300 people that showed up in support of Brian Clawitter. And there was about 200 people that were protesting what we were doing. And by the way, many of the protesters didn't even have any idea what they were protesting. They were just told to protest because of the state-controlled media's narrative. In the process, when we got there, we noticed that the building was completely fenced up all the way around the building. We also noticed that the streets were blocked off. And I thought, well, that's no big deal, because what you have here is you have construction going on. And Brian Clawitter was actually driving me to the place where we're going to be speaking that night at the event. And in the process, he said those fences weren't up yesterday. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of suspicious, along with the fact that the mayor's basically capping on Brian, along with the chief police standing out when they should stand up. I thought something's pretty bizarre. There's some pretty bizarre things going on here in Jenison. So we pulled around the front, and we noticed that there were 6 news outlets all aimed at the 200 protesters. And it was interesting that the state-controlled media actually said that they were expecting up to 200 protesters. How did they know that? Folks, don't leave out the fact that there's provocateurs and there's plants that are bought and paid for. Now, in this particular situation, as we walked inside of the building, again, keep in mind, all of the cameras were aimed at the protesters. Well, we walked inside of the building, there was about 24 security officers along with police officers in the mix. Everybody looked at us like we were suspect for coming to speak about God and country in Jenison. So we go inside, we get set up, we were treated illy, reproachfully, disrespectfully, for absolutely no reason. And keep in mind, Brian Clawitter was attacked incessantly for 6 to 7 weeks by the state-controlled media by putting words into his mouth and not asking Brian Klawitter one question concerning what he really said. But the community knew better because there was 300 people that showed up in support of Brian Klawitter. But I walked inside and I noticed all these cops and all these security guards. And I looked at my son and I said, is there something wrong with this? I walked up to one of the school board members and I said, can you tell me if you see anything wrong with this picture? You have the cameras aimed at the protesters protesting what they don't know what they're protesting, while we're inside of the building with the cops protecting us from the protesters. I said, I thought they were the victims. I thought they were protesting the fact because they were the ones that were being bullied. But I see what's happening here is just the exact opposite. Now, we did take pictures, and we do have film as to what took place yesterday. Now, I'm going to pull up Pastor Mike, and I'm going to just let him interject his thoughts from his bird's eye view as to what took place yesterday in Jenison, friends, because I have never, ever, ever been a part of an event as to the one that took place last night. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, my friend. I mean, I do what I do, and, you know, I was asked yesterday what my wife would think if she'd seen what took place last night, and I said, well, she would say that's what my husband does. He's always in the middle of the fight. And outside of that, she would have been a part of it. I can rest assured that would have been the case. She would have jumped in the fight along with me. But interestingly enough, what I sat there and I seen, to be honest with you, Mike, is the fact that I've never been a part of anything like that in so many different aspects of the event in which took place last night. What did you see? And what have you seen since the beginning of the attacks on Brian Klawitter here in Michigan?
I'd like to do is set the tone so that people understand what Jenison Community is. We have 862 churches in West Michigan area just surrounding Jenison. Within a two-mile radius, there are 31 churches. Not small churches, mega churches. These are big churches. Jenison is what I thought was a conservative town that does not have its own police force at all. I've never seen that many police officers in Jenison in my life. My kids play at this musical theater that this event was held at. And when we pulled up and seen these orange fences in the whole front of the middle school barricaded off, and cop car after cop car after cop car, I thought, my world, what just happened? And then you drive an eighth of a mile down to the corner, and it's still all fenced off. And then you turn the corner, and you go another quarter mile, and it's still fenced off. And then it's fenced all the way down to the high school, and you have protesters out there. We pull in, and there's a massive police presence over in the parking lot where they got their cars. They're having a meeting. I am absolutely confused because the event was about what they said that they would uphold, and that is the Constitution and about God, but yet we've got these police people who want to call themselves law enforcement officers treating us as if we were the criminals.
That's exactly what was happening. Now, I also want to interject, Mike, is the fact that for the listener, some of the protests, there was three different groups out there that were protesting. I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that two of the protest groups were actually the local churches protesting us, standing up for the homosexuals.
Absolutely. One of them was a Methodist church, and the main group was actually a woman whose husband is a business owner as well, in the Granville area, if I'm correct. But you know, she didn't even know what she was protesting. They had no clue what they came for. They thought they were coming to talk about that you were going to talk about their sexuality and rights, but they don't even understand what a right is to begin with. So there was a lot of confusion on their part as to what would be taking place on the inside, and their sole goal was to come in and disrupt what Brian had to say, what Dave Dalmar had to say, what Dave Agema had to say, what Bradley Dean had to say, who received the most disrespect from a community that's supposed to be conservative Christian area. And yet you guys were under an assault. And the police, what I mean by the assault, the verbal threats, the vulgar language coming from 14 and 10-year-old kids and the parents in there with them, encouraging them, and the way that they were dressed, they would not be permitted in public any other place, but the law enforcement allowed them to come in there.
Yeah. And it's also interesting to note, if I understand correctly, Mike, is the fact that one of the lesbians actually bit one of the security guards.
Yes. I was actually down front when that happened. She was actually one of the loudest ones there. She would not allow any of the speakers, yourself included, to speak. And he quietly went up, asked her, bent over, whispered to her, asked her politely, please just stop, let them speak. And she became even more violent towards him, and it caused an altercation. And then another one of them created an altercation and jumped out at one of the supporters. So when we were under a hostile attack by an ideology that is either you conform to our ideas or we're going to hurt you.
That's exactly right.
And all the while we're trying to let them know that you have a right in this in America. We're fighting for your constitutional rights, and you useful idiots don't get it.
Yeah. And useful idiots came from Vladimir Lenin, just for the listener to understand. It wasn't name-calling the way that the state-controlled media tried to set the narrative. We were actually using verbiage from revolutionaries such as Vladimir Lenin, who helped Stalin to power. And then it's interesting to note that when Vladimir Lenin helped Stalin to power, Stalin was out of control, and at length, Vladimir Lenin died. But these are the people that are being used, that's why they're called useful idiots, to make way for socialism. Because totalitarianism wants to get in there after they use the socialists to implement a totalitarian government. And folks, I have never, and I said it quite a few times yesterday, I have never seen so much disrespect in all of my life. I've never, ever seen a community attack an individual for something he didn't say over and over and over again, going so far as to protest him, for the mayor to condemn him, for the prosecutor to come forth and tell the police. I just found out today, Mike, the prosecutor told the police not to enforce the laws there yesterday. So they were encouraging the kids to act in such a fashion. And I'll tell you what, they took every opportunity to accommodate what they were given. And they did just that, friends. And it wasn't a situation where we couldn't handle it. It was a situation where I couldn't believe that the local community, all the way up to the school superintendent, to the school counselors and the security and the police, to tolerate what was going on inside of that room. All the way from F you, standing up, giving the finger, everything and anything you could possibly think of. And they sat there and they let them do it. Now, I want to interject this too, Mike, because I don't know.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we did an event yesterday in Jenison, and without further ado, I have Pastor Mike with me, and I now have Brian Clawitter with me as well. Guys, I got to honestly say I've never seen anything like what I seen yesterday. It doesn't scare me, but it does scare me in the sense of if America stands down any longer, what these people mean to do with these young people that they are encouraging to do the things that they are doing by allowing them to get away with the things that they attempted to get away with last night. And I don't mean to take this conversation in a negative. We'll get to the positive right towards the end of this broadcast today. But Brian, I know you're on the phone now, and by the way, welcome to the show. I just want to say, Brian, I couldn't believe what I seen all the way around. So if you want to take that paintbrush and just kind of give us a broad stroke of what took place in your mind yesterday, I want to hear it, and I want our listeners to hear it as well.
I think we saw the true colors of just kind of the mindset of the young people, and they're vulnerable young minds, and they're obviously being poisoned with some ideology, and I think we saw that last night where there was no regard for authority, respect, their environment. There was just, it didn't seem like they cared about anything. And honestly, my heart's broken for them because they're so lost. And we just saw how broken and lost these young people were last night. And just, I'm appalled. I'm embarrassed to be at the beginning end of what generation I saw last night. I have two young employees that work for me, and they were shaking their heads last night going, "That's my generation. I'm ashamed."
Yep. You know, one of the things that I caught, and Mike, you can jump in at any time. I do want to say this. What I saw more than anything is this was, again, going back to the state-controlled media, because this is what we have to nip in the butt right here. These people are promoting, they're reporting anything that they want to report because of their higher-ups who are actually mandating the things that they report. In other words, stay to our narrative and don't get off it. And when I got there yesterday at Jenison, before we spoke, I noticed right away this whole thing was set up from A to Z. I noticed the way that the state-controlled media was aimed at the protesters, the victims. And then when we'd walk in, they didn't take the time to highlight all the cops that were protecting us, I guess. We didn't need their protection. But the fact of the matter is the way that it was set up was very telling. And it was as if someone was behind the scenes saying, okay, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to do it. I mean, how the state-controlled media, just to prove the point, you know, said that there would be up to 200 protesters there was to me very telling, guys, as if to say that they knew something that nobody else knew.
No, you're absolutely right. And we've got to gather our hardcore facts on this, but we've got some inside intel that a lot of these young people, these protesters, were bussed in from out of the area. It was like Baltimore all over again. I've got a government agency that's corrupt. And who knows how deep it goes, but that it was intentional. Like you just said, the whole thing was orchestrated and in an effort to shut me down, shut us down.
What was your thoughts, Brian? I'm curious to actually have the opportunity after 7 weeks of being polarized and demonized by the state-controlled media. How did you feel when you could actually tell the people in the audience as to what really took place?
Well, when we got an opportunity to finally do that towards the end, when we weren't getting shouted over and disrupted, then people could actually hear what was coming from us. It really changed the whole dynamic of everything. As soon as we could get
But Brian, let me ask you the question, because I want people to see what we've seen, and we're going to put some videos up as a matter of fact. But what was it that changed the atmosphere?
I think the first thing to go was the media. When they lost their attention. And then immediately after that, we started calling out some of the cheerleaders, if you will, the self-proclaimed leaders of this leftist mentality. We called them out on the dance floor, if you will, and showed their true colors, and that discouraged them, and they left, and then everything changed. When the media was gone and their cheerleaders were gone, we had 30 kids in front of us that were engaged, and they were making eye contact with us, and they were interested in what we had to say, and it started to make sense to them when we had a chance to talk.
So there was a connection after the state-controlled media got out of the equation. And by the way, these provocateurs that Brian's talking about right now, friends, were local teachers. And I believe the one that was actually playing the provocateur, inciting the kids to act the way that they did, was a teacher from an outside community. Is that true?
Yeah, she claimed to be from the city of Grand Rapids public school system. But when
and that's as far
her,
as she would go with it.
Yeah, and we questioned her name and who exactly she worked for and what school. She wouldn't tell us. She was embarrassed to do it. She didn't believe in her own cause. She was just being a riot insider.
And that's exactly what she was doing. And then once you called her out, all of a sudden she didn't have anything else to say, because I think the way that you asked her the questions, which was great, it was like, thank you for your cooperation. Because what Brian did, he cleverly asked her the question, so what school are you a teacher at? And he kept going all the way up to the top, asking, you know, who's your authority, who's your authority? And it got to the point where she said she didn't want to answer that question anymore. And I believe that if her boss seen some of the film that she was a part of and the way that she was acting in a public setting in Jenison last night, I believe that she would lose her job. And I believe that we're
immediate termination. Immediate.
Exactly.
She would be gone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and we're assuming that we're taking her at her word that she truly was from Grand Rapids.
Of course.
And she would be a lone wolf. You know,
from the intel that we had received, and we're not exactly sure where they were bussed in, but these were people brought in from out of the area. That's all we have at this point.
Okay, now let's go to the pastor that came up to you, and he wanted you to tone it down. Can you kind of paint that picture for us, Brian? A pastor, friend.
This was the same minister, self-proclaimed minister, from the town north of us that had organized the original protest outside of my shop after my initial statement. And he came up to me at the show, and he said, hey, let me have the microphone so I can try to, you know, take control of this thing and kind of get this to calm down. And I said, dude, you're out of your mind if you think I'm going to give you that microphone. And then he accused me of wanting this insightful behavior and all of this unrest. And I said, buddy, you've got me all wrong. I didn't cause this. They did. You're coming after the wrong boy, but you're out of your mind if you think you're going to get this microphone. This is my time.
And no, Brian, I don't mean to come in and disrupt. I don't mean to come in and Jenison and disrupt your community, but I did have to turn and tell him thank you for all the protest. And I said to him, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have all these people here right now. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I figured you would say something like that. And I said, get out of here. It was just
pathetic.
Painted
exactly who he was. Everybody that was involved painted exactly who they were last night. The problem is the people aren't going to see it. I mean, we didn't see that in Baltimore. We didn't see the inside moves in Ferguson. We saw what they wanted us to see. But this is all orchestrated stuff. It's really disappointing to see where we're at in America today. And I tell you what, I hate to steal some words from my brother Bradley Dean there, but you people can remain silent. But, man, when they come for you, you're going to be all by yourself.
That's exactly right. Let's take it another step really quick. We only have an hour here. Let's go to the police. We noticed that the police, when the kids started disrupting, the college students, I'm sorry, started disrupting purposely. They were jamming is what they were doing. So when the speakers were talking, they were shouting down the speaker, or they were attempting to. And in the process, the police at that time should have got involved and told them to shut it down right then and there. But I looked at the police, and I noticed that they were given the stand-down order, friends. Brian, can you explain that for the listener as to how this took place yesterday with the police now?
Well, yeah, I saw what was going on where these kids were allowed to disrupt this meeting, and they said that they were given order. I spoke to a captain of the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department, and we'll get his name out there, trust me when I tell you that. But for right now, it's not off my memory. But I spoke to this captain, and I said, what is going on here? I said, you wouldn't allow this type of behavior to happen in any other type of event. And what is going on here? And he told me from his words, he said he was instructed by his officials, the prosecutor, to not do anything. They were given the order to stand down. Sound familiar, folks? Anything in Baltimore?
And here we are. And here we are. Friends, I got to tell you, I took the time to not only deal with the issues at hand, but I took a lot of time dealing with the state-controlled media that was there. Interestingly enough, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was actually going after one of the reporters when I was doing my media presentation, and my son told me, Dad, when you brought up his name, I was going to call him out for what he wrote about me in the paper because I was going to ask him publicly as to where he got that information. Because I knew where he got that information. He got it from a communist organization who misconstrued, of course, what I said. They're a bunch of pigeons picking peas, taking out of context, and putting into their narrative as to what they want the people to feed on. Now, what's interesting is when I called his name out, I said, hey, is so-and-so in this room? And nobody responded. I said, now, listen, I'm going after the reporters right now because I want you to understand everything going on in your community right now. If these people that are doing as to what we're seeing right now, they're responsible for everything that's going down right now. These are the people that are doing
that's right.
it. And so I called him out again, and he didn't answer, guys. And my son told me that he seen when I said his name, he got up and he walked out of the room. Because he didn't want to be called out in front of the people. See, what you got to do, friends, is you got to pull him out in front of everybody to hold him accountable. He got up and he left. My son told me 30 minutes later, when I was done with my media portion, he walked back into the room. This is what you're dealing with in Jenison, Michigan. And by the way, friends, this is the narrative across the boards. When we were done with the program, I walked outside. I started confronting a reporter and a cameraman. And I said, what would you do if the state-controlled media did this to you and your family? Because, Brian, I understand that someone wanted to actually burn down your house with you in it, your wife in it, and your children in it.
Among many other things, yeah, that's out there. As unbelievable as it sounds, it's true.
And this is the state-controlled media, and the cops stood down in the face of the threat yesterday, and the victims were actually the ones that were portrayed as the good guys. Am I right in saying this? And we were portrayed as being highly suspect because we want to give a message concerning God and country.
Well, I want to highlight that when these college people were being as disruptive as they were,
Brian, we're going to take a really quick break. Brian, Mike, yep. I got Brian Clawitter, and I got Pastor Mike with me broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. Friends, we're going to get on to the other side of the break, and we're going to pick this up. Hang on with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I got Pastor Mike with me and Brian Clawitter. We did an event yesterday with, in the community of Jenison, Michigan. Along with us was Dave Davenmeyer. And I want to read this really quick because I just want you guys to run off this real quick. But this is what Dave said. He was the first speaker yesterday. And he said, when I personally appealed, he was asking for help from those that were responsible in the community to keep their people in line. This is what he said. When I personally appealed to the superintendent, Ten Brink, and to the officers in the room to please help bring and calm an order so that the taxpayers and attendants could have the right to be listened to, be unimpeded, he said Mr. Ten Brink said that it was a public meeting and that they could pretty much say anything about it. Not one officer nor any Jenison administrator said a word to any of these students, and he said by their silence they gave approval to the anarchy displayed in that room. What say you guys?
That's exactly what happened. That paints the whole picture right there, Bradley. Was just that I saw approval. You couldn't encourage that behavior in any better way. And so those people are gonna continue to do this. If there was any other type of public meeting, like a school board meeting, I think Dave had mentioned or something like that. I mean, would those same people allow any kind of outburst at all, let alone to the degree that these people were being vulgar and disrespectful? And then when they wouldn't do their job, we asked our folks to go confront these young people and say, hey, can you guys bring it down a little bit? And one of my guys gets bitten by one of these college kids. And in the end of that, my people were removed from the building. I'm blown away, Bradley.
What was the thought that you had right during the last segment, Brian, that I had to cut you off on?
That was it. I was able to get it out just then, brother. We're good.
Okay, yeah. It's interesting because, again, Dave Davenmeyer said school board meetings are also public meetings. Council meetings are public meetings. He said, I wonder if the yelling of vulgarities and open swearing by teenagers is permitted at Jenison Board of Ed education meetings or school plays or basketball games. He said the police and Mr. Jenison said, is what he wrote, said there was nothing they could do as the free speech rights of their taxpaying citizens were stolen from them. And right on. I couldn't have said it any better than what he just said. Let's take this to a positive. We're on our last segment here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. And I want to take it as a positive. When the media was gone and the provocateurs, the teachers that were appointed to be there to stir those kids up, what happened, Pastor Mike, when those people were actually removed from that setting? What did you see?
We had one of the loudest cheerleaders who was a young man who has a type A personality, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs to get his point across, and he was screaming so loud that he was screaming over the other kids that were there. And I finally had enough. I went up to him, and I told him, you are not going to disrespect this facility. You're not going to disrespect this event. You're going to sit down, shut your mouth, and be quiet. I know you have something to say, but it's going to be in the form of a question. At that moment, that young kid sat down, respected, and then he looked you dead in the eye, and he looked Brian dead in the eye, and the emotions came over that kid. And then the rest of the kids calmed down. They sat there, and they listened, and they then engaged and were interested in what was being said. And when they asked proper questions, they received answers, and they were thinking. They did not want to leave.
Yeah, it was interesting, too, Mike and Brian, how the kids started to apologize for the way that they were acting. Once the teacher, the provocateur, and the state-controlled media left, they began to apologize to you, Brian.
Well, I saw that, too, and just like Pastor Mike was just saying, that I have no ill will towards those kids. I know what they are. They're kids. And that young man that Pastor Mike was just talking about, you know, when those emotions came over him and he started to recognize his own wrongdoings, and he apologizes, I said, that's what a man does. And he started tearing up. And Bradley, you did the same thing. You talked to that young man and said, hey, brother, you're just like me. I see it. We got a lot in common. And you saw him. He wasn't sure how to take that. Now that that wall was down a little bit, the poor guy's really struggling today, I'm sure, that he's probably embarrassed of his initial actions, but I hope he knows that there was love there. And it was just amazing to see that turn. And we really started to connect with those young people. There's like 30 of them left there right in the front. And then quite a few kind of
I thought there was probably double that, but that's okay. Yeah, that's it. The point is kids, the college students were now beginning to open up. And that was the time, you know, for 3 hours, okay, everybody shouting, doing their thing. And when everybody was gone, all of a sudden they started to open up. It was safe for them to open up because what they seen is they seen real leadership in Brian. They seen real leadership in those that were willing to stand up, Pastor Mike, for them. And they seen also those that were responsible for not loving on them in the truth. And by the way, we got that message across as well. Now, I want to take it at the very end of the event, even after that time with the kids. When we walked outside and you seen the state-controlled media, how is it that they've reported on you since, and what is it that they did report? Were they sticking to their narrative? Are you still the bad guy? Or did they put the truth out there as to what did transpire last night?
They didn't tell the whole story. They told the sides that they wanted to tell. They didn't stick around for the whole thing to interview you or Dave or me or anybody that was involved in the organizational side of things. They produced themselves their own story, and it showed through the news media, and it's just awful what they did.
Now, I think it's important for people to understand too, what as I did. I walked out and I actually confronted one of these reporters, and one of them actually came over to me, and I high five him for doing that. And when he came over to me, I said to him, so you know what, I think it'd be a good idea to get you on the radio. And he said, well, you know, I would first have to ask my boss if I could do that. I said, wait a second, because prior to him saying that, we were actually going back and forth. And I said, are you sticking to your narrative? Because we understand that you're paid to stay inside of a scope of the narrative that's given to you. And if you go outside of that scope, you're going to get fired. He said, no, that's not the case. But see, friends, this is what they do. They always step in it, and they're easy to catch, by the way, because right after I asked him that, he said, no, I don't have to do everything they tell me to do. Then I said, well, good, then jump on the radio with me. And he says, well, I better ask my boss first. And,
yeah,
that's exactly right. And they talk out of both sides of their mouth, and they wonder why everybody's confused that reads or listens to the reports.
Well, here's what I see that's really bad about this, Bradley. And I hope people wake up and listen, because what Brian has done is he's brought to surface an issue that's at the heart of people. And you've got 31 churches surrounding that facility, and not one of those pastors came up and supported Brian on biblical principles. Not one of the elected officials came and stood with you or Brian or Dave Ajima on constitutional principles. When are people going to stand up? Because when we got rid of all the garbage, you were able to engage these young kids and get them and pull them up out of this muck and mire of sickness. And they wanted to engage more, but we had to shut the event down. We had to leave. But there are 31 churches, and they've all shunned Brian for speaking truth. And now he's become the criminal, the outcast. He's not wanted. That sounds like somebody who has Christ in him.
That's right. John 16 tells us that. I got to read this, guys, again for the sake of time. I just received this. Tried to hear your message in Jenison last night, but couldn't because of the anger, hatred being thrown at you by the LGBT community. And we had to go back to Grand Haven for other commitments. I want to share with you and all the other presenters, hosts, supporters, that God was at work last night, however, and that I brought my 18-year-old daughter with me who is struggling with that issue, and she wanted to ask you about her little brother's Christian club getting kicked out of his school, and they put on a show that was perfect, a perfect example of a non-Christian behavior, as she claims a person can be one of that group and still be a Christian, which we know is a lie. Are you having other presentations? See, friends, I was just telling this to Brian, Mike, and I was just telling this to Brian listeners, is the fact that every time a door shuts, the Lord will open six more doors. And now I'm starting to get emails from locals, from your communities, as to saying, hey, listen, where are you going to be speaking again? I want to come for the next one. Can I be a part of this? And what happens is your message begins to spread on a national level, because now the enemy has given you, through his ignorance, see, the Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because that is the power of God unto salvation. They always do it to themselves if we're willing to stand. And I just want to tell you that's exactly what's happening. And, friends, I got to say this for my friend Brian Clawitter. And Mike, you are second to none as being a support and a friend to Brian Clawitter, first and foremost. And I've seen this with my own eyes all the way up until 2 o'clock in the morning in Michigan last night. But Brian Clawitter is a leader. And that community in Genesis found out what a real leader was and what a real leader is. The church was shunned because 300 or 200 supporters now understand that Brian Clawitter loves them and doesn't hate them, and they found out that the professed church that stood down and others in the community that attacked Brian Clawitter are the ones that hated them and did not love them. So, folks,
that's absolutely
broadcasting
true.
Live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, thank you to Pastor Mike and Brian Clawitter. Folks, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23, hopefully from the state of Minnesota.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.